We just had a listener bring something up here that's kind of interesting and kind of awesome. And I did think about this. We were talking about how we feel like the National League, the two teams in the National League, this is for the seller's market. The Brewers and the Dodgers are both reportedly, the Brewers are reportedly reached out about Skubal, and the Dodgers are getting greedy, according to MLB executives, and will absolutely be interested in Skubal. And I can't think of a better case scenario, honestly, for the sell crowd. And if the Tigers decide to sell, you have two teams in direct competition with one another that are both motivated, that both have absolutely loaded systems. What could be better than that? That's how you score a massive trade return. I think it could be shaping up if those reports are accurate, and we'll have to, you know, over time we'll find out how true that is. But Big Pank 65 is the one that sent in Dodgers get Skubal, Detroit beat Skubal in World Series. And then he writes, and then I woke up. But could you imagine the Brewers and the Tigers, if the Tigers manage to stay competitive and play them in the World Series? Crazy. But of course, without Skubal, I'm not sure how they get to the World Series. One thing about the Dodgers, a possible Dodgers trade, is James Tibbs is stuck behind Freddie Freeman in L.A. and those outfielders.
Their entire roster is stuck behind
somebody. Yeah. Tibbs could come to Detroit and play right away, first baseman, outfielder, and he's killing it at AAA.
Yeah, he's got an OPS of it was over 900. Right now, he is, it's 949 for an OPS. He's played 93 games at AAA this year with 21 homers and 72 RBI.
How about
that? He's also got 21 doubles.
Okay, so you trade Skubal to the Dodgers for James Tibbs and others. Tibbs actually makes the call up. Then you turn around and trade Max Clark to the Padres for Mason Miller. You add Tibbs to your everyday roster. You put Mason Miller in the back end of the bullpen. That's a team that could compete now.
Well, guess.
All right. Anyway, that's one direction they could go. In the meantime, Skubal spoke last night and mentioned that he prefers to stay and do big things here in Detroit. All right. I mean, he's saying the right things. When everybody hears his commitment to Detroit, it's like, cool, it's a commitment with a shot clock running out. But, I'm glad he said it. There's nothing wrong with saying it.
No. I mean, he's going to say that. He's motivated to play for the team that drafted him and all that. It's great like that, but it is still what it is. I appreciate him talking to the media last night. Because people wanted to talk with him based on those comments. So, take what he has to say and however you will.
Okay. It was pointed out to him, hey, yeah, you want to win it all, but you probably have a better chance to win it all if you traded to a more established contender, a team that's doing better in Detroit. Here's what he said.
I don't buy that. Okay. They have all the pieces they need to get in there? Because I don't think they have. I don't think they had a bullpen to compete for the World Series as it's constructed right now. I agree that once you get into the playoffs, it's a whole different animal. But you have to have those pieces that you're missing right now, too, to get there. I think that they're missing a bat, and I think they're at the very least missing a closer. Mm-hmm. And they could use a couple of bullpen arms.
Okay, here's him answering to the criticism that you should have done something about your elbow in the off season that has people upset when he admitted he felt something wrong in January. And we're going to play the whole exchange so you have context and nothing is taken out of context because Wojo asked some follow-up questions. So you hear Wojo ask the question, his answer, the follow-ups, all the way to the end of the topic. So everything he had to say on the topic is right here, so you can put it in context. And here's what he said. Okay. I mean, honestly, he has managed to take something that can make you a hero in this town and turn it into a negative by a poor choice of words at the best, or maybe being too honest at the worst. When you are a guy that wants to power through an injury and think you're going to be okay and do everything you can to be healthy and think I'm going to be okay, I'm going to get through this and I'm going to go out there and perform, people will love you. But at the moment you say, I was in contract negotiations and I didn't want the team to know, which he implied that he might have been thinking of subconsciously in that story by Cody Stavenhagen. It turns on you. It flips 180.
Yeah, but you also have to put yourself in the shoes of somebody that's going through something like that. When you feel, hey, something doesn't feel right, are you going to immediately go get that checked out if it's the off season? Or are you going to wait a couple of days and see if maybe it starts to feel better? And to his defense, it was the off season. It was January and it started to trend in the right direction. I can understand why he didn't. I mean, if it thought about, oh, should I do this now? Well, let me see how it is. And then a few days later, you're like, oh, it does feel a little bit better. I won't worry about this.
Okay, final thing, and this one is really interesting. He sat in on the arbitration process, which players are pretty much required to be there. And the question came up to him, do you have any hard feelings towards the organization? Listen to this answer. Okay, I heard from two agents regarding this. One said that Boris probably made sure he was insulted so he wouldn't give Detroit a hometown discount because right. Boris is trying to maximize his possible earnings. And so hometown discounts don't work for Boris. And two, another agent said he was sure that the Tigers were highly respectful. He can't imagine them. Who's sat in on arbitration process said he's sure the Tigers were highly respectful in this thing. I don't think Scoobal should think of arbitration as some insult. It's just part of, he might not like the offer, but the in process of arbitration is part of the business. It's not an insult.
So keep this in mind too.
Mm-hmm.
Tarek Skubal is he's on the union executive subcommittee.
Yeah.
So when he's going through something like that, when he actually gets to go through the arbitration process, And he says something afterwards like, you guys, everybody should have to sit in on this. That tells me that it is such an awful experience. And this is like this is a players versus owners type thing. And this is why there is such a rift between the two sides. Because when you have to experience that in person and you get to hear somebody speaking negatively about you, they're just trying to negotiate, right? It gets ugly. The idea that Scott Boras said, here, let's go to this and I want you to come with me, that he did that so it poisons him against the Tigers, makes all the sense in the world to me. Like, he wants to have that feeling of hostility in a way towards the front office. Not towards the players and coaching staff. Clearly, he loves those guys. And he's got a different relationship with A.J. Hinch. A.J. Hinch said so. He's like, oh, we got a great relationship. I talk to him all the time. But when it comes to Scott Harris and the Tigers front office, that sounds like it's a nightmare to deal with if you're Tarek Skubal with he and his agent Scott Boras. But that's how it always is. That's the business side of it. And he got a full taste of it 6 months ago.
Boras, to me, is a Bond villain in baseball. Like, he does the only thing that matters is, you know, making sure that he gets all the gold bullion off the nuclear sub.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Carson Anderson, 97.1.